Help, my anger is out of control. How often have you said these words to yourself? It can be difficult dealing with many circumstances these days, but it's still important to learn how to control your temper. The main thing to remember here is that you're always in control. You should never find yourself in a situation that you can't control. By allowing yourself to even think that your temper is out of control, you're just making an excuse for yourself. To a certain point, anger is a healthy response. It allows you to vent your frustrations and feelings, but it should not get the better of you. If you find that you're turning violent when angry, then you have a major problem, one that might even necessitate anger management counseling. There's one difference that you should be aware of. It's not how you're feeling that's wrong, it's what you do with your feelings that becomes the issue. If you allow yourself to throw a tantrum and fling your arms around, shouting wildly, this is obviously not a good sign. You're liable to hurt other people's feelings, as well as possibly causing them physical harm. When you let your temper get the better of you, it can have serious consequences. This includes being bad for your mental health. It can damage your physical health, stress, and heart attacks. It could ruin your career, or damage relationships with friends, family, and coworkers. Your first step is to seek out help and learn to manage your temper in a more effective way. This can include group therapy, or it can consist of you learning how to manage your anger by yourself. Learning to control your temper will take time and effort. One of the first things you should do is try to determine what the root cause of your anger is. Did you grow up in an angry household? Have you experienced a traumatic event? Sometimes the root cause of anger can be hidden deep inside. It's only with a lot of soul searching and meditating that the answers will be revealed. Find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed and start making a list of all the things that make you angry. Then put them in order of importance. Which one lights your fuse first? Once you know what your root cause is, it can be dealt with. Again, this will take time and effort, but at least you know why you feel so angry.